Hey guys.
Hey.
Hamjambo.
Hamjamboni.
Mko vipi?
As for us, we're fresh, we're S.
We're good, we're excited.
Yeah.
Very excited, by the way.
Are you excited?
I'm very, very excited. Episode 1.
Nice, episode 1.
Okay, we've been wanting to do this for the longest time.
Actually, let us just jump right into it.
The title we didn't have the other time. The
title of the whole podcast.
Naked.
Naked Lies.
Naked Lies. As dramatic as you'd want it.
Yeah.
Naked Lies.
Naked.
Lies.
Lies. we need a theme song.
Welcome to Naked Lies.
Welcome to a podcast.
Where we just talk about things that they're naked. And they're lies.
Yeah. All these white lies people keep feeding you.
All these truths people don't tell us.
Yeah, exactly.
The truths that maybe older people can't be able to tell us, but yeah. We know.
Actually, not everyone is honest. I think no one is honest these days.
Most people are, though. The 1% which is hard to find.
Yeah, true.
So welcome to Naked Lies.
Yeah.
So today we decided, why not talk about the difference between millennials and
Zoomers.
Millennials are actually basically people born between 1981 around there, yeah. To 1995. And then us Zoomers, you're actually a Zoomer.
No, don't call me out on the podcast. They don't have to know.
He's actually a Zoomer. I think we actually are Zoomers.
I'm a millennial.
You're a Zoomer.
I'm too old for her.
Oh my God. So Zoomers were actually born between 1995 to 2010, yes. Around there. And then from 2010 to, I don't know the date.
Depends with the Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. Alphas. Mm-hmm. I wish we were Alphas. Alphas look cool. Like alpha, huh? I'm an alpha. You know, going around telling everyone that you're an alpha.
You've seen too much Teen Wolf.
I'm a Teen Wolf babe, but that's what basically we're talking about, and it just dawned to us why our Zuma's relationship, the boy girl. I'm not talking. Okay, nowadays it's even the girl and the boy girl boy or the girl boy, whatever your relationship is.
We support them.
And whatever your relationship is, why are they not lasting as compared to our parents or Shida Ninini?
What's the big problem?
The big cue.
Nairobi.
We're even in Eldoret.
Eldoret
is even worse than Nairobi.
Everyone who knows you in Eldoret knows the person that knows you that you slept with and are even sleeping. Yeah, it's endless.
Eldoret is even worse. Mm. I think Wasanyo Eldoret should come up with something to do with Eldoret.
And how people are giving.
Giving. So what's the problem? I think me basically, I'll just say. Relationship for us Zoomers, because I'm really supporting relationships in Zoomers.
I support millennials.
Why? You're not even a millennial. Yeah. You're even supporting somewhere
but
you're not.
Things were too swift at that time.
I mean, I'm supporting Zoomers because I think our relationships, as much as they are short, they are very sweet, man.
But they don't last.
Okay, at least I normally say better something to just be short but sweet. Than long and depressing, because I think millennials were quite long.
No,
and
who told you?
I think so.
Do you know the people that were really in love were millennials?
Why not? Zoomers, we are really in love. We even tattoo matching tattoos, you know.
And names. But does that prove true love?
Does me fearing my man prove true love?
But there's a difference between fear and respect.
Okay, I think millennials used to actually fear their spouses. Especially women used to fear men.
But see, that's how boy child are supposed to be feared.
Apana! I'm not supposed to fear you. I'm supposed to... What is it called? I'm supposed to respect, and there's a very big difference. So I think their relationships used to last because they used to fear.
But these days, respect is not there anymore.
It's there. It's just because they don't fear.
It's there for on you only, Ama, for you. Not everyone.
So I respect you.
Yeah, I can say that.
You can say that, or I respect you.
You do.
So I just think us Zoomers, we have respect. It's just that we don't fear. And that's why you'll find, okay, Nikosea, I go to my status and I post something that is really painful. I get to your attention.
For others to see.
No, not for others to see. I'm actually just targeting you. Or I'm just simply...
Why can't you just text me?
I'm really angry. Why should I come to your DM?
No, text me. Tell me I'm angry. You did this and this.
So that makes our relationships not last longer because I can't text you directly.
Because you're putting, you're airing out your how you feel.
I'm not supposed to tell everyone how I feel.
No, the concerned ones will jump in your DM.
I don't see how.
I'm here for you. Lean on me. You can. Ebu, tell me the phrase.
I don't know.
I have a hand you can lean on.
I don't know. So I don't think.
Shoulder.
I don't think that's the main reason that maybe Zoomers are relationships are not working, because I don't see myself being in a relationship with you and then I fear you. Ati ukinikose I keep quiet because you're the father of my children.
No.
But now ukinikose I say.
But I haven't said that. What's wrong? I've said millennials.
Hey.
They fear and respect.
Hey, why? So the fear is us Zoomers, so we don't have.
You want to tell me people who had marriages in the millennial age never used to talk about something that is disturbing both of them?
Maybe they used to, but it's not the way us we actually doing it.
No,
and I think the way us we are doing
just
it is so okay.
Talk.
After how long?
Not after how long.
When your husband beats you, okay, not you. When husband so beats that mama in millennial, she doesn't have haendi kusema at because I fear my man.
So. You mean millennials used to beat up their women. Men in millennial age.
Eh.
No, who's
and saying? And the same thing, Zuma's relationship, male still beat their women.
Really badly. Even it.
But sasa the difference is
these days,
Mimi,
they kill each other.
Eh. But sasa the difference is Mimi I'll go and say. I'll tell people umenikosea. And that one is not even as worse as the type, me I think the type of music we listen to. It's
but how many songs that you listen to from 1980s, you yourself in your playlist, how many songs do you have?
1980s?
Yeah, 1980s coming to getting to 20 what? 20? To 1995.
Was I even born? Why should I even listen to music?
You listen to them. And you don't
born?
Listen to old school?
I was born during the time of Shakur.
That's what I'm saying.
You want
this discussion to go to music, but you really listen to music from the millennial age.
Because I think music for you guys,
you know,
it wasn't as exposing.
No.
You see the difference. For me, I'm still Team Zoomers because our Kisogo has reduced. You see, remember the picture?
I know, you can't
no,
say
our
that.
Kisogo has reduced for
say.
Real.
1980s people had Kisogos.
No, I'm just saying now it has reduced. You remember that that photo for Homo erectus?
No, you can't say that.
Kisogo was
ending.
So I think our Kisogo have really ended because we are sharper and we know things.
No.
So, we are just open.
We are talking about music.
So, we are so open.
Mm.
So, you find me, let me say the truth. Unfortunately, maybe, we say our crushes out loud. You see, and it's really okay. I'm expressing myself. But that's how you find me when I say, oh my God, I'm not going to feel tile. You as Vortex will actually feel bad. When I'm sunny. So a chick comes and say, hey, by the way, Vortex and I'm any more.
Hey. What?
Of course I'll kill them. Of course I'll kill them, but maybe Vortex and I'm any more. I think that would really hurt the Chile's guy. But sister, the thing is, me as a Chile, I'm just expressing myself. myself. Watu wa kitambo, they never used to express themselves. Mimi napenda Bob Marley. Maybe I don't know. Maybe my mom really used to like Bob Marley. Maybe. But sister, she wouldn't have gotten... She couldn't reach Bob Marley at that time. They didn't have Instagram. Right now, utter music affects our relationships. I'm more bold. I'm like, if a nigga comes and say, hey, yo, girl, you sexy, or, you know, such things. You know, I'm supposed to expect my man to actually say those things. You see?
So... We never used to express ourselves.
Yeah, you never used to express yourself. I think you millennials never used to express yourself. At when you find a man singing for the wife, it's kitu kubwa.
See,
it's really kitu kubwa. Me, I think at a music.
At all these artists that you see, their music is all over. Most of them were singing for their wives and girlfriends. True false.
Okay, maybe that point is blank, but I really think at a music, at a nudity. Yeah, even a, nudity in music.
I askia, mambo ya send nudes haikuwa e-time.
Hey! They used to draw each other.
Naked. Mambo ya send nudes
lakini haikuwa. Si...
Kidogo, unaona nudia mtu usha toka your partner. Right? Zuma's age.
But sasa si... Okay. Alright. And you want the other one?
There was no things, but
me see only how wrong that is. Me see only how wrong if
send nudes.
See apo kwa send nudes. Apo kwa send nudes ni wrong. As in apo pa you want something which is better, you go for something that you leave something that is just good. You go for better. I don't think that is wrong.
It's not wrong.
It's not wrong, exactly. It's not wrong.
But as you've seen, I'm a let me say experienced. When you try to go for better, better disappoints most of the time.
Why? It should be an upgrade.
No.
Hey, it should really be an upgrade.
This is saying inenda. Anai, umpendae, akupendi, anai kupenda, anapenda mwingine ama kunaenda, ay, Nairobi.
Utile ni wa Mombasa. Hata Mombasa kuna hizo staff. Anayekupenda hakupendi, anapenda mwingine, asiyependa mwingine. Anayempenda.
Kitu kama hiyo, yani the age is so confused.
No, but I think it's not confusion, it's kujijua. Mimi najijua. Was he just, you know, ata in your era, millennial era, as you say, you're from you're a Zuma.
No.
You're a Zuma. Shh. So ata I say we'll debate that the whole night. At a Zoomers, you find they're able to just express themselves. And I think that's why people see kama relationships as a Zoomers, they stay longer. They stay shorter. Okay, for me, they actually stay longer as compared to the millennials. Because babu, we are so open. You know, if miss kama school, so kama school pay this skufichi, you know. But if I really like you, squeeze at a madame, we actually propose to. The male kitambo it was a taboo at your proper, you know, because of squeezy we have actually voiced ourselves out. So I don't think that's most of the things that people will say about our relationships are not lasting our as compared to our parents. I think they are. It's
they're
only
not lasting.
They are.
No.
It's we find whatever we can do in 1 year is whatever our parents did in 10 years. 1 year
that's
is for dating. No, 1 year is for dating.
That's a problem.
No, 1 year is for dating. The second year is for kusindikisha ukienda home. The third year, maybe, they get engaged. The fourth year, they get married.
Now you don't see about the fifth year. There was like the biggest respect of all.
I'm really terming it boring. As in, why
no,
should I? Why should
take
I?
It slow. Take it slow.
I think slow bus is boring.
Take it slow.
Slow is very boring.
Si
and
rush.
I know I'm not.
Si rush.
There's no kuna difference ya kurush na kuteki things very slow.
Imagine.
At imagine me meeting you for 1 year. We talk.
Imagine
you was just imagine. Waving at each other for 1 year.
Imagine all that. You said done in 10 years. Can be done in 3 months by Zoomers. That's wrong.
That's okay.
No, you haven't even known each other for long.
That's okay. I think that's okay. We are just... I thought we're going to save time. You know, we save each other's time.
No.
What if I?
So it's an opportunity to jump from one person to another.
You're not jumping. You're just
looking like you're destined. It's like you're doing tests.
I think see everything that is good should actually be tested.
No.
So me, I don't see most of these reasons being that Zoomers are actually their relationships are actually shorter.
They're shorter. Millennials were better.
Okay, but see, they're short and sweet. Tukubali.
Kweli.
Yes.
No.
I think so. They just.
I don't buy everything.
You know, Kitambo, I've never.
Millennials.
You're not even a millennial. Why are you for millennials? Our relationships are for Zoomers.
Because I felt they had too much love for each other.
Me not talking to my man about how he feels that love.
No. They used to express themselves.
Me not fearing my man.
No, it's not
love.
I'm not saying you fear. They never used to fear. That's why you're putting it wrongly.
They used to fear.
No.
I've seen stories of their father used to and they'll go to bed. Squeeze Zoomers. A child waits for the dad until the dad takes the child to sleep. I think just, but see, it's just like a veil that was open, and us Zoomers, we're actually living in the veil. That's actually your millennials and Zoomers.
The way we are going
sounds really nice.
Where we are going, I think we'll be dating for one day.
You don't think how awesome that will have been? You know 365. You know 300. In the world, you interact.
It's exciting.
Globalization.
It's too wrong. That will make you definitely be a hoe. If you want to date one person at a day, I'm at a time. I'm doing this. You can't even ever settle.
So me, I still feel Zoomers is now the relationship should be. You know, kama sikutaki, sikufi, sikufichi. Kama nakupenda, nakupenda. And things just keep on flying.
My point still stands.
Until when things can't work out anymore.
My point still stands that millennials had better, stronger relationships and marriages.
No, because there's this thing about millennials I never even understand. Mimi as a mama, I can't even own business if my husband is not even there. I can't have a business if my husband is not there.
We are
Squeezy,
still
we
the
own
head.
Businesses.
We are still the head.
Squeezy, we own businesses.
True.
And we don't even tell you.
It's true. But are we not still the heads?
Because I want to have my own thing. Kitambo, you millennials, you don't want women to have their own things going on. You want everything you can actually dictate. You want when I nikitoka somewhere I'm going, you want to know where I'm going. Squeezy, I want to go somewhere. I can't even keep on telling you I want to go somewhere. I'm going to run my errands. And I think that's okay.
So I'm a feminist.
Feminist. Oh, no, I'm not a feminist. I'm just saying that's okay. Me can run my businesses. You can run your own businesses. I don't have to actually exactly know whatever you're doing. Like in a kitambo, you can't even open a small kiosk up on J.
Used to be opened for.
Hey, why should you open for me a shop? I can't do it on my own.
So you want to be doing things on your own?
Exactly.
Everything.
Because before a relationship, you are an individual, I'm an individual. There are things, I have my own dreams, I have my own paths. But this is how you find kitambo. But this really used to happen in new millennials. You find, if your father is moving from the village to town, all of you will actually move.
Yeah.
You know, what if me, mama, I really wanted to stay in the village and do my agriculture and do my whatever I want to do around there. You don't have to drag me to town. You see, after the worst part of it is even religion. Kitambo, you millennials, you had really said that a Christian can't marry a Muslim. Yeah. You know? Nowadays they marry and you move on with life. Many things have just become easier.
Tradition has been thrown away in the trash.
Why? That's what if tradition is not working for us right now? If tradition was working, then we wouldn't be having so many incest cases. We've just become civilized. We're just civilized people. We're just not doing things the old-fashioned way. Ni kama kusema, kama ulikuwa you boil water using, you know, the mafiga for 3 hours. Nowadays, you actually do the same job for 5 minutes, after two, you know. So I don't think our relationships are actually shorter.
They are. No.
I just think
okay.
They are just short and sweet. But something that will have been done within 10 years is actually been done even in a week.
Okay, my stance still remains. Millennials had better, stronger.
And that's the naked truth. The naked lie.
Relationship.
No, that's actually the naked lie. That's the naked lie. I don't think millennials' relationships were longer.
At I'll never win this thing.
Because it's not... That's a lie. That's what everybody else is telling us. But I think our relationships are just short. Say it, honey. Short.
No, I can't say it.
Say it.
No.
Our relationships are just short. Just say sweet. Just, you don't have to say the short part, okay? Just say sweet.
Sweet.
Short. Our relationships are just short. And sweet, and I think that's okay. Okay?
No.
Okay.
I want to win this.
Okay.
So let's just leave it at that.
I want to win, so definitely I'm the one who has won. Our relationships are okay. You can date somebody
to decide.
You can date somebody for a week, and that's okay. If the person is not even intriguing you, move. Okay, I don't know if that was the correct advice because of a point. But vumilianeni, you know, until the point where you see it can't work anymore.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. That marks the end of our podcast.
Bye-bye.
Tell us what you think about this topic.
Our social media handles. Oh, I think you can only find me on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Nina Makena. I'm just on Instagram.
At Nina McKenna.
I have to at myself.
Yeah.
I just can't see my username.
At Nina McKenna.
So when you, yes, at Nina McKenna.
At BJ Vortex 254.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see it for you. Instagram.
At DJ Vortex 254.
Facebook.
DJ Vortex.
Okay, I'm even
Twitter.
Twitter.
DJ Vortex 254.
Let me just give one I really want to say. Mixcloud.
Mixcloud at DJ Vortex 254.
I really like Mixcloud. Bye.
Bye.